Back in 2007, the Dalai Lama asked a favor of Prime Minister Stephen Harper. It was to allow some stateless Tibetans to come to Canada from a remote region of India. Canada agreed, and today, the first wave of those immigrants arrives in Ontario. It is a small number of the total. There are just 17, in fact, of 1,000 who will arrive in the next few years. But 10 of those 17 are coming to Ottawa. Their plane is expected around 7 this evening, and they're going to walk off that plane to meet a dedicated group of volunteers who have been raising the money and making plans for their new life. Cornelius Von Baer is the co-chair of the Tibetan Resettlement Project Ottawa. Dawa Goso is the head of its housing committee. She's Tibetan herself and grew up in India and Nepal. And two of the new arrivals are actually going to be living with her for a time. Cornelius, Dawa, hello there.
Hi.
Hi, Dawa. So Cornelius, what's the plan for the airport this evening? Can you describe what's going to happen?
Okay, the arrangements are going to be extremely simple because these people have been traveling since, I don't know, I can't figure out the hours. They've been traveling continuously from Delhi, and there were many hours in Toronto to clear immigration, so they'll be exhausted. But we will welcome them with banners and as much noise as we're allowed to make, and we'll present them with the traditional Tibetan scarves, the kata.
Yes. Can you describe what the kata is?
Kata is the traditional white scarf that we use for greeting people. It's generally used for many purposes. It's when you greet people or when they're leaving. So today, this auspicious occasion to welcome them, we'll use the kata to welcome them to the Ottawa airport.
And then they're heading home to how many different houses?
Well, just for two nights, they're all going to stay in one, essentially one and a half houses.
Oh.
A house and another house just nearby. And they want to just to stay together and get some sleep and eat together and take the tension down a notch. Mm-hmm. And then they will go to their essentially six different housing places that Dawa knows much more about than I do.
Dawa and two of them are coming with you.
Yes. After one day at a Tibetan place, there are two Tibetan places that they're staying at the first when they first come. So then on Sunday, then we take them to the host family. So and two of them are staying at my place, two women.
And what do you know about the people who are going to be staying with you?
We just know basic information like the age and gender and what education and what they worked in, their occupation. So it was just basic information.
And what is that information? What have they done?
The two women I'm having at my place, they're in their 20s. And both of them have finished the high school and one has got a bachelor's in nursing. So she has worked in hospitals and the other one worked in hotels. And I think their English is fairly okay, like because the medium of instruction in India is for the Tibetan schools are in English. So I think they have good understanding of English.
And do you have a sense of what they're going to be doing for those first few weeks here?
The first few weeks will be busy getting oriented to Canada. I think Cornelius can say more about what's being prepared.
Well, there's an official program, obviously, that we have put together with the Catholic Center for Immigrants, and they have a well-established institution that puts together sessions, one-on-one sessions, group sessions on how to get jobs, how to fix your CV, how to have a settlement plan if you need some ESL in the middle there, some English language training. They pull all that together, and in the first couple of weeks, as you know, to get a job in Ontario, you need a social insurance number, you need you have to apply for your OHIP before you miss the deadline, and all kinds of things have to happen. And the Catholic Center is expert in all of those things and will be helping us with the group to go through all that.
And, I mean, obviously the logistics for an adult who's looking for a job would be one very time-consuming element here. Mm-hmm. The description that Dawa just gave us there of these two women in their 20s, does that describe most of the group who are coming?
Most of them are in their 20s and 30s, yes.
And looking for work?
Yes, and we're initially looking. In order to keep this program going, we're going to have to focus very much on survival, entry-level type jobs, rather than, looking to this person with the nursing background, for example. We're not initially going to be exploring ways to get her back into the nursing profession as such. That will come, and we will support in any way we can. But we first have to get this person earning something and independent so that we can bring the next batch in because we're headed for 90.
Wow.
Which is a lot more.
Dawa, when we were last talking about this story, the point was brought up of how small the Tibetan community is in Ottawa. When you start making that community bigger by 90 people over the next few years, what's going to be the impact of that on your community?
Well, for sure, it'll be doubling or tripling, or the size will be much bigger as usual, like strength in numbers, so we can do more than before. For example, like when we have social or political or any event with such a small group, it's harder to make impact on the society. So if we have like almost 100 more, we can do more things. And culturally and socially also, for us Tibetans to keep our culture and tradition, we need more people to speak Tibetan to and to celebrate together. So I think it enriches our own life, our social life.
Being able to actually carry on a conversation in your own language, too.
Like especially for the children.
Yeah.
Because our small Tibetan community has quite a few small children.
In order for this project to continue, I was just wondering, is there still more fundraising that needs to be done?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a very simple answer. We were very successful to get our project launched, and the first year is on relatively stable footing. But years two and three are a blank slate, and we have large sums to collect to make this project work.
And if those funds aren't collected, is it a matter of, will the people who arrived here...
No, the people who arrived here, they will arrive here with us knowing that we can manage their stay here, their needs, their basic needs. What it would imply if we can't raise funds is that we would have to lower our target for the following year. And that obviously would impact on the whole project across Canada, because across Canada, we really would like to see all 1,000 visas that are being offered by the Canadian government used, and good results from them, so that perhaps in future there could even be another program of some sort. There are 100,000, I believe, Tibetans in India, something like that.
And Nepal as well.
And Nepal, yes. And while some of them are doing fine, there are still far too many who are living very basic, simple straits, because they are typically stateless, and they're in the case of this group from Arunachal Pradesh, they're living in a very remote area on top of everything.
Before I let you go, Dawa, why was it important for you to personally to be part of this effort to actually resettle these Tibetans in Canada?
Well, as a Tibetan myself, and I was raised in India and Nepal, and I went to school, which is funded by foreigners or for aid from all over the world. So it's always we benefited from the generosity of others. And growing up, even in Canada, my sponsor from Toronto, she helped me the first year and even supported me mutually. So I've always been helped by others, and it's something I wanted to give back. As a Tibetan, I understand what their feelings of settling in a new country, kind of new life. So I kind of feel the aspirations and all that. And for sure, I want to give back to my community. So that's why I participate and volunteer in activities like this.
Well, we look forward to being able to check in with the people who are coming here, and also with you guys as the project continues. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cornelis Von Baer and Dawa Gosso, volunteers with the Tibetan Resettlement Project, Ottawa.